Hey, welcome back to It's Nonsense. I'm Arlen, your host. I just got back from the Aquaforce because I was caught eating salmon.
You absolute terror to the Atlantan society.
No, my fault. It tasted good.
Well, as you can see, our third member has returned. You're still here with us two dumbasses. I am Ivy, and I'm here with...
Rylan.
Now, say that louder for us.
Rylan.
Louder.
Arson.
Now scream! Arson! Okay.
Starting this off in a great way.
Now, What's your topic for us today? So, if you didn't care what people thought about you, what would you wear?
Just what clothes would I wear every day? Inflatable dinosaur costume. Immediately.
Really?
Inflatable dinosaur. Yes, every single day. Inflatable dinosaur costume. You have something to say,
Rylan? Sumo suit.
Are we all going with inflatable things?
Or like one of those giant
sumo one of those like suits. Big plumber ones.
Yeah.
I always had the ass crack.
And I just every time somebody looks at me, I'm just gonna like whip my head back and be like, what up?
What you looking at? Now either
you see something you like, huh?
you just do that thing where you like run your hand along the side of your waist and down your
and leg. I just flan it inwards. So it's like
this. Like what you see.
Okay.
See hot stuff?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that
that's correct.
I would just like wear sports, but I guess if we're going for the inflatable theme, I would wear like one of those inflatable costumes that makes it look like an alien is kidnapping you.
Oh, those are funny. I always wanted to go as one of those for Halloween, but I never did. But if we're going like completely seriously, I think I'd like fully embrace the emo and just like go all
socks.
In.
Socks.
And look at
only socks.
just socks or like a full body sock.
Oh, just two pairs.
Just
of
two
socks.
So not like
two
one
pairs?
Sock.
Like socks on your hands and socks on your feet?
Yes. So not like one big sock, like a sleeping bag. You're just hopping around in a sleeping bag.
I'm gonna put two pairs of socks over my feet. And that's it. And I'm just gonna have like
are they gonna be like different size or different like color gonna be like the same socks? Like, exact same socks.
Yes, same socks.
You're gonna, like, take those off and, like, and it's gonna be, like, a floodgates opened after yes. every
Wait,
day.
Wait, is this topic that you don't care what other people think or that other people don't care about that?
You don't care what other people think. You
so
have,
you're
like,
still gonna go to jail if you do that?
Yeah, probably.
Dude, but I don't care. I'm stylish.
I mean, I don't know. It's up to you. This is your question. That was just my assumption that it's, like, I don't care anymore, but other people still will.
It's yeah, like, so what
it's,
if
it's
they
whatever
see
you want to make it. It's your question.
I guess.
Dude, you know what? They could go. I could sue them for looking at me because I'm underage. You know, if they look at me, you know, it's on them.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yes, it is.
I don't think that's how public indecency works, Rylan.
That's how harassment works.
That's not. That doesn't translate to you wearing nothing but socks in public.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, it's so what I would probably wear is some shorts, a shirt with a tie.
Shorts.
A fedora and a giant trench coat.
So you'd like, so you'd go for like a ska flasher kind of look.
No, you know what?
I
would just wear a house coat everywhere I go. House coat.
That's fair.
Yeah, house coat.
I actually really like the ska look, like minus the fedora. I love the shirt with the tie. I love checkered
dude.
Stuff.
Oh no, you misunderstand. The trench coat thing. Would be meant to fit those two people who stack on top of each other, but it would just be me.
Dude,
so everywhere
would be, like,
I go,
dragging her behind
a trench coat.
Dude, it'd be like you're carrying the entire red carpet behind you, except it was brown.
The brown carpet.
Just someone had an accident on the red carpet.
Okay, no. I would wear like a bathrobe or something.
Yeah.
With a fancy top hat and a cane, I'd be called the sock pimp.
You would be Scrooge McDuck.
No, I'd be the sock pimp.
The sock pimp. You'd be like the head of the sock mafia.
Yeah.
And you'd be like feared throughout the whole of Sock City.
Yeah. You owe me socks, Johnny.
Johnny, I'm not gonna ask you one more time. You gotta hand over the socks, or I'll pump your guts full of cotton.
Hey, buddy.
Understood?
You want You want some cement shoes? You want some cement socks?
Cement socks.
Get me the socks.
You gotta bring over the socks unless you want some cotton shoes, Johnny. We'll send you to the bottom of the Silk River.
You'll see yourself dead soon.
You'll be sleeping with the socks, Johnny.
If you don't give me my socks, I kill you and you become, and your skin becomes the socks.
Oh God, that's like some, that's like that one. That's like that one website PETA had, like they put it up as a like publicity statement where they were like pretending to sell like shoes and like bags made of human leather as a statement. But those items just ended up looking really cool instead. So
for your punishment, I make you wear socks with a hole for one day, Billy.
Oh my God. Socks random, with a hole.
Dude, that's the worst feeling, isn't
but
it?
But yeah, but like, there's small holes in a weird place. You don't know where they are, but like, you keep getting like stuff.
Like you into keep the feeling sock stuff. Because of it?
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
I have a pair of socks where I have a hole that's like up my ankle, like right here on it. It's not a small hole either.
You
it's
have
like
a hole up your ankle.
There's a hole in one of my socks. That's like up my ankle. It's like the size of a loony. It's crazy. It's like that big, and it's just like a hole
you can
in
tell
my sock.
Seems like that.
Yes. In case anybody couldn't tell, we're Canadian, eh?
Like that sock was.
It's the size of a loony, eh?
Pass the maple syrup, eh? Damn it, did I remember to lock my igloo before coming over here?
No.
Hey. What am I saying? We're at my house.
Yeah, I almost forgot to lock me my accent is so
almost
off.
Forgot to lock me what was that?
You sound Scottish for a second.
You said it's Scottish.
The correct response is, what's that about?
Almost forgot to lock
me.
Almost forgot to lock me igloo.
That's coming Scottish. Straight that, from Scott Canada.
That's a really
you
bad
saw
Scottish.
The message, didn't ya?
That's like a really bad Scottish.
A real bad
I
Scottish.
I am like so. I like to pretend I'm good at impressions, but I know like all my impressions really suck. And like I'm completely aware of this fact, so no, when I'm doing an impression, I don't think it's good. I know it's really, really bad.
Yeah, good.
Every single accent I do, be it the Russian, be it the British one, or be it Sonic the Hedgehog,
do it.
It all sucks. I'm not doing the Sonic voice. I will do it naturally. I will do it.
You would do it.
Do it. I don't know how to do the actual Palpatine impression, but I do the impression of like the Game Grumps. During that one video they did where they were just like mocking Palpatine.
When you think about it, it's really weird how easy Anakin was to sway, especially for someone who's been trained mentally like a Jedi. Like, he was like doing something completely against the Jedi way when he killed Count Dooku, and the only thing he needed to do to convince him of that was someone saying, do it.
Do it.
Like something
I knew bringing up Star Wars would send you on a rant about it. I knew it.
Nah, I'm just saying. Like
I knew it. Hey, Sonic the Hedgehog here. You're okay.
You're not good at the Sonic voice.
Then you do it.
I will do it naturally if it needs to happen.
Do it. Screw it.
Screw
it. Hey, Palpatine, what did you do with that paper airplane?
Flew it. What did you do with that child? I mean...
Whoa! Brooklyn!
The viewer was contemplating their life decisions as they listened to three
as they listened to the ramblings of three idiots sitting in a basement doing absolutely nothing on a nice summer day.
What are you guys whispering about?
that's like the scene from Elf. That's what's written about. That's so.
But like, talking to the audience in like a narrator voice, and then Riley's just like, "Yeah, I hear you guys. What's up?"
Talking to the audience we don't have. We accumulated 63 views over a year on one episode. I think we've succeeded, boys. I think we've done it.
To be fair, we didn't like make anything. We didn't make anything else to gain attraction. We just had that one thing.
That one thing that wasn't even that good. I mean, it was really funny. Me and Rylan listened to it the other day before recording the episode we did recently. It was just the two of us. And we were laughing throughout a ton of it. It was really funny.
I do still think Sentient Coconuts would be a good movie idea, we talked a bunch of that last time.
So. That
Kool-Aid Man is a kid. He abducts kids. And he turns.
He does. He takes them to another dimension. Another dimension.
But
that episode was just a melting pot of weird, and I think that's the best part.
We went from
about
talking to Beef Jerky how a jar of flavored water breaks into houses, grabs kids, puts them in his jar,
and puts them in a and like sends them through a billboard into another dimension.
And then he goes to Texas, where a guy has a gun and says, "Get off my lawn!" And he's like,
"Oh yeah, we said a little bit talking about how like what would happen if Kool-Aid Man invaded the wrong house and they just whipped out a shotgun."
Hey, if you drank Kool-Aid from Kool-Aid Man, would he die?
No, it is confirmed that he is the glass, not the liquid inside the glass.
Okay. But
there was a commercial where he was seen without the liquid in his glass, he was taking a shower.
So basically, if Kool-Aid Man was caught, like, had no liquid in his glass, the rivals of Kool-Aid, or like any other juice company, could fill him up with their juices. Would that sway him to their side? Or would he be advertising their juices unintentionally against his will?
I think it would sway him.
You think like the juices inside of him control his mind?
Yeah, I think he's programmed that. I think like when he has like the liquid out of him and he's like taking a shower and the water gets in him, he's like, water, let's go! I love water!
Well, you know,
do you love water too?
You
wanna
know what the last thing that happened?
If you that's my five finger death punch impression.
You know what happened the last time you mixed something with Kool-Aid? 900 people died in a small town.
Just drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, just mix it with some cyanide and there you go.
You can barely taste the cyanide.
Why did that turn into an Adam Sandler impression?
I'm not even gonna try at this point. Like,
yeah, don't try. That's the fun of it.
Sonic.
It almost came through there.
It almost came
through. It happens when I get my voice loud and high. That's
the thing about us is we've already given up trying. That's why we're making this dumb podcast.
Holy shit, we're 12 minutes into this dumb episode.
We're 12 minutes in, boys.
Wow, that really went fast.
About bullshit.
We're fast.
But not as fast as me, Sonic the Hedgehog. As stated, my impressions are not good.
You probably could have done that earlier, though.
Nah, I felt that was a good time. I said I was only gonna do it naturally.
But what if you...
Oh my... What is that?
Leave that to Dawson.
Yeah, I'll be more soon. It's like an...
My student.
What? That's a horrible Master Oogway.
Master Oogway. I didn't know we were in the same multiverse.
I am everywhere, my student. Like they say.
Wow, you're really slow. And that's coming from me, someone who's fast. That makes absolutely zero sense, but I said it anyway. You're even slower than Knuckles, and he's kind of brain dead.
Wow.
Ever since the accident.
Wow. Good job.
No, it was a basic car crash in Miami.
We're going to Miami.
Knuckles got in a car crash in Miami.
That's part
of my official headcanon. That he got in a car crash in Miami.
Is that why he became, you know what Knuckles I'm talking about?
You know the way.
Oh, he became God the Knuckles.
You know the way. Do you know the way?
We're not gonna get canceled for saying something offensive. We're gonna be canceled because Rylan's stating a meme from like 2016. We're gonna do like first time we ever do a podcast episode with video, Rylan's gonna dab
King
and we're gonna
Julian.
Get canceled.
Move it.
Okay.
King Julian!
Potato?
Fort, get off my feet.
But King Julian, I love your feet. King Julian!
You see that glare in that building? Stare right at it. You'll die.
I'm going blind!
You know what's really healthy for your eyes?
Julian,
the sun! Have a nice stare at it! You know carrots are good for your eyesight!
I love you, King Julian!
This is
Worst,
just
get
an
the
episode
fuck out
of
my house!
Like,
that sounded really racist.
In all honesty, I am so sorry.
This episode is just us making dumb impressions.
Yeah, that's, like, yep, that's gonna thing. Be it.
Mort, get out of my house!
But Julian! Get Julian, I want that your feet!
Get your feet finished out of your fort!
But Julian, I live here as well! I pay the rent! The voyage is not trespassing! I'm King Juliet's lawyer, and that does check out, so you can't kick him out at this point.
Go to my OnlyFans. Get on me, boy.
So,
you can check out my feet peak there.
You must pay for feet, Mort.
Mort, as King Juliet's lawyer, I am getting very uncomfortable. I'm going to leave the premises now.
As a voice actor, I'm leaving the recording.
Jesus.
Mort,
this is the last time I take a B-movie job ever again, I swear to God.
The B-movie.
The B-movie's not a horror movie, you buffoon.
Ba-boo-boo.
You stupid elephant.
Is elephant a slur?
It probably is. I mean, any word you can think of is probably a slur against some kind of people.
I know what bunger stands for.
Bunger is something from bug snacks.
It also stands for cigarette.
It does?
Yeah.
Really?
I looked it up in class.
Is that real?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was an actual thing. I thought it was the name of a bug snacks bug that you and your friends turned into a slur.
Well, I'm calling something a cigarette, which can cause cancer to the lung, so I guess it's a slur. Can you stop doing that, you bunker?
You can say it because,
I know that you don't want to blow on me, so what does that even mean?
What the? Oh, yeah, because cigarette. That didn't click for a second. I was like, wait a minute, what? I was like, that is weird.
So, what do you think of global warming?
Let's not get political.
On Earth!
Let's not get
bold.
Let's not get political here.
Political? What's that?
I think it's when two people, hate each other so much they start making out.
Oh, so like Ukraine and Russia.
No! At all!
Like, when people are, getting ready to do a boxing match, and they're, talking to their opponent, they get really... it feels like they're gonna kiss at points. Really.
Yeah. Pre-game trash talking, and boxing is, really flirtatious.
Mort,
we're not bringing back Julian! We kicked him out of the recording booth! We are never bringing him back as a special guest again. Mort, I swear to God, I will squish you like a used grape. I don't know. A grape that's already been in somebody's mouth and they spit it out. I'm gonna stomp on him and turn him into that.
You're gonna use your feet.
No, I'm gonna beat you to death with a hammer.
Welcome to ASMR with Morton, and it's extremely aggressive name. This is just something.
Harlan, care to explain what that noise is?
This is just something that I found.
King Julian!
A plastic slinky in a cartoon sounds. You heard it here first, folks.
I just ripped the end off.
Did you take off both ends? It's an accordion. This is not gonna make any sense.
Yeah, we're like the
worst.
Put
that back.
We're like the worst podcast makers.
I need to fix this now.
I don't even know.
It's broken.
We've
lost the war. No.
Wow, Rylan. That's awfully political of you. This isn't Joe Rogan's podcast.
God. About 20 minutes.
So, what do y'all think of jazz?
I had a feeling you'd bring this up, you stupid jazz musician.
It's the best word to use in hangman.
You play a bass, bro.
Yeah, but that can be used for things other than jazz.
It's the best word to use in hangman.
That's such a narrow-minded mindset. I'm going to post about this on my twitter.com and get you cancelled. You are so unwoke, it's not even funny. I do like jazz. Jazz is great. I do think it's actually
Wanna know what I think?
Also, takes no talent.
Jazz literally just represents how society was becoming more accepting. Back when it was in the 1800s, when people play jazz, I bet there was someone who tried jazz, and people were like, what the hell is this? Because let's be honest, jazz is weird.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the point of jazz.
Yeah, and so back then they were like, this has no structure. This is, like, someone made it up, and they kind of, like, disavowed. But then, like, now in the 1900s, people started, like, making up more stuff, and, like, you brought that up again. And everyone was like, oh, that kind of sounds cool.
Yeah, I personally like jazz, cause I really like I
do
like.
Do you think that jazz players would be good at giving?
Stop! Riley, pick up your phone and hold it. You ain't finishing that. You ain't finishing that sentence.
Hello, jazz.
But anyway, no, my personal favorite kind of jazz is like when jazz artists will like intentionally make something that sounds like that's like groovy as hell, but it's like unlistenable. Cause I absolutely love avant-garde stuff.
But I mean, what do you mean by unlistenable? Like
stuff that's like very like show like opposite of mainstream. Like I think of mainstream stuff as like stuff that's like really easy for people to like and listen to. And then I think of, like, avant-garde and, like, really weird stuff and, like, the kind of jazz that I like as, like, stuff that's, like, someone, like, a normal person, if they were, like, listening to the radio and it's, like, thank you for listening to 69.7, The Bubble with all of your favorite pop hits and then, like, some jazz starts playing and it's, like, really weird and they're just, like, what the hell is this? And then they crash their car. or like really weird like ambient like Radiohead kind of avant-garde stuff, because I also make really like weird avant-garde music. I'm totally not plugging that YouTube channel right now. Totally won't leave like a link or the name or something in the description of this episode. Yeah, totally not. But anyway, I really subtle music plug. But anyway, no, I do really love like really weird music. That's like my favorite thing, and really like stuff that's like musicians' music, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff that's like so weird that it makes sense.
The thing about like jazz is
put the chainsaw down. For context, Arlen has a plastic chainsaw.
This is Dawson's.
That when you turn it on, when you turn it on, sounds like this.
We are committing manslaughter right now.
It is literally the Texas chainsaw.
So, but what I was saying is, what I think about jazz is big band jazz is.
Is that, like, licensed jazz, Rylan, or is that, like, stock jazz? Whatever it is, cease with it.
Well, no one's gonna...
What are they gonna do? Sue us?
Okay, whatever, yeah.
Okay, so, basically,
I'm putting the chains
what
down.
I think is, big band jazz, if you don't do it, like, the right way, it's too much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It can be so overwhelming. That's why... Jazz, if you don't know exactly what you're doing, like, if you're not really good at it, stick to a couple of instruments.
Yeah.
Don't, like, introduce a whole, like,
but it,
whole
it,
big section. Because it, you're going to make it too it, much it or too little. Because,
like, the thing about jazz is, like, it takes no skill to start doing, but to get good at it is super difficult. So that's why it like, amazes me when an individual artist, like, masters being able to play proper weird jazz on multiple instruments, because even though it just may just seem like a whole lot of randomness, it has a structure and has meaning behind it. Rylan, can you stop with the jazz already?
So, but thing about jazz, it's like you've seen different styles of it before too. Like you've seen different things similar to it, mm-hmm. but there's only one like true jazz, really. Like there's like okay, there's different variations on it and different ways to play it, but, like, a jazz, like, if someone plays a jazz piece, you recognize it as a jazz piece, but it's not the first to come of its kind. Like, even, like, there's swing things, which meshes with, like, just the rhythm.
Yeah, I love stuff with the swing. Stuff with the swing is amazing.
Yeah, just, like...
Rylan, can you quit sticking a pen up your nose? It's not cocaine, okay?
I know.
What are you trying to do, ink? You going off that ink high? Don't make me take that pen from you.
Try me. I'll just shove it farther.
Okay, this That's is what getting he said. On.
Anyway, but yeah, back to jazz.
So, but like, the thing about swing rhythms is it's funny. You can use it as a way to insult someone, kind of, but not. Like, if someone's trying to write something or play something and their rhythm's really off, you can bring it up to them by being like, oh, it's a really cool swing rhythm you got there. And they're all like, this is supposed to be classical. And you're like, oh. And then they know that it can be subtle. They don't know that you're trying to insult them, but they know that their rhythm is off.
Okay, that is an interesting thought that I did not think of before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could like do stuff like that.
You wanna know some musicians' music that I really recommend?
What?
It's really weird and it's really fun. It's this artist called Spooky Ruben. My dad introduced me to him about a week ago, actually, so it was pretty recent. And he makes like some really, really weird and just fun music. And it's like, it's just really interesting, and I totally recommend checking it out. And like, but yeah, like in one of his music videos, it's just like it's like mostly just clips of him and his friends like pushing each other over, which isn't that weird. But then in a couple second sections, there's like really weird green screen stuff where all of them are green screened onto like children's crayon drawings, and it's what? Really weird. Yeah, it's really weird. And even at one part, he smashes his head through a pane of glass for no reason.
Ow.
Yeah, but anyway. But yeah, and he's still making music, and he's so funny.
Rylan, what type of music do you enjoy listening to?
Sabaton.
Rylan.
Sabaton and that one Rage Against the Machine song, the one that goes, some of those that work forces. You're the same that burn crosses. Is that right, Rylan?
Rylan's just sitting there menacingly.
You cannot legally play any music. Rylan, do not play anything. I will kill you.
Don't worry.
I will give you an impromptu, what's it called? That one surgery where you literally just stab someone through the throat with a pen to create a breathing hole.
Not enough people are watching for us to get copyrighted.
Well, still, I want to be safe, you know?
I guess. Yeah,
so. Anyway, but yeah, Rylan, all seriousness, what kind of music do you listen to? Also, to confirm, I do listen to more than jazz. I literally talked about how I enjoy Radiohead. I am the scum of society. What do you have to say, Rylan? Rylan is having a hissy fit because he refuses to tell us his favorite kind of music. That's okay, I'll just draw a smiley Stop. Face on your knee.
That's harassment. Stop.
Is that Harlan's favorite crime?
Sexual harassment?
No,
don't worry.
Hobby catcalling.
The harassment was not sexual. I was just I was just poking him. In a non-sexual way.
Yeah, you like poked him in the jugular.
Poked exactly. Him in the nipple.
No.
What?
That is not true at all.
Oh, I
anyway.
I felt it. I was the victim.
Can you not bring up something offensive every time you open your mouth?
No.
Okay. Anyway, but seriously, what is your complaint?
Rylan, our group offensive man.
Woo! Yeah! Censorship. Yeah.
Censorship! Woo! I just threw a pen across the room, and it made a whistling noise.
I like rock. I like brutal death metal and grindcore. I enjoy bands like Portal. My favorite song is one that goes.
for about six minutes straight.
I like the Doom theme music.
Oh, the from the 2016 and Eternal, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the guy who made that, Mick Gordon.
Yeah.
he featured on the title track of Motionless in White's new album, Scoring the End of the World, and it's incredible. Like, his work on that song is amazing. That whole album is incredible. Anybody who loves, like, metalcore or anything like that, I highly recommend that album to. Harlan, can you stop messing around with things?
Guys, if you don't know,
we might as well rename this to ADHD, the podcast.
Yeah! If you don't know this, I'm like a toddler sometimes.
As I was saying,
after you.
Anybody who loves like metalcore, check out Motionless and Mike's new album. It's amazing. Really, really great, really great, like melodic metalcore.
So,
melodic.
Oh.
That's not even close. That's like if I said the word pigeon and someone thought I was talking about a peacock.
Why are you talking about eagles over there?
That's a peacock.
You say peacock, nobody bats an eye. You say poopcock, and society loses its mind. You see, it's not about the money crap, Flan. It's about sending feet pics. We're going back to that. Let's divert this.
Let's just stay away.
What girls kiss
in general.
When my homies goodnight.
Society calls me gay.
That's for the homies.
80% of men have girlfriends. Other 20% have brain. No! One of the funniest things on the internet is those badass Joker quotes compilations. The ones that are like 12 Joker quotes to help you get over a breakup, and it's like quotes set to like dubstep music, and it's just like quotes that the Joker didn't even say. Like it'll say something like, "We're both in love.
I will not touch
she loves
that.
Assholes. I love my goals." and there's like a massive crowd for this stuff on YouTube. You'll find hundreds of videos if you just Google badass Joker quotes, and it is the funniest shit.
But like, I bet like,
and there are no, and none of them the Joker has ever said, and it's the best, and it's the best thing ever. I love it so much.
Why is everything our fault?
What? that got really like depressive. Like, why? It's like, and all these Joker quotes, they're so funny. Why is everything our fault?
Why?
You know what's ironic? You're like smacking your lips. I don't remember Joker doing ASMR.
Oh, he did it though.
He's like this. Look at me.
Well, Joker.
Look at me.
Like, you know what? You want to know what's ironic? There's nothing more gay
had a diary
than a room full of straight guys.
Joker, when giving away his golf secrets, "You want to know how I got these pars?" That's so bad.
"You want to know how I got these cars?"
Joker, on running social liquor stores.
"You
want to know how I got these bars?
You want to know how I got these stocks?
Investments." Joker, after creating the universe, "You want to know how I got these stars?"
"My Joker. Father was a heavy drinker. And then he got me a heavy drinker too."
Joker, after colonizing a planet, "You want to know how I got this Mars?" Joker, after buying a candy bar also, "You want to know how I got this Mars?"
No, that's just Joker Elon Musk. Joker Musk.
Elon Musk is like $20 away from becoming like Batman, but a sociopath. Only $20. Do not pay for the $20 tier on Elon Musk's OnlyFans. This is the worst time you could do that, because he is $20 away from becoming sociopathic Batman.
And the only thing you'll get from that is feet pics. Okay, sorry.
Joke after buying a ton of jam. "You want to know how I got these jars?"
Joker after opening a car dealership.
You wanna know how I got these cars?
Joker, explaining how to win a rap battle. You wanna know how I got these bars?
I already did that.
I did bars, but referring to like drinking bars. Yeah. You can use the same word multiple times.
Batman just watching Joker explain how to become successful Joker, with these one simple sentence.
Joker explaining how to immigrate. You wanna know how I got this far? The wall.
Batman just like, he's just watching all this, like Joker's like doing a tour of his house, like opens the fridge, just like,
I got this walls
with his bars.
And out of his mile, like square mile garage, it's like, you wanna know how I got these cars?
And like,
I stole them from homeless kids. They can't even drive. What are they doing with them?
You wanna know how I got these kids?
It makes no sense because homeless kids would never have a car.
They don't even have parents. Oh wait, no, they might.
They might.
As orphans.
you're getting orphans and homeless kids.
Just like, and then Batman has a vivid flashback where he remembers losing his car.
I thought you were gonna say parents, and I was like, how does that make sense?
Because that's how he became an orphan.
It's like an anime flashback scene, and it's his parents being hit by his own car while it's being stolen by the Joker.
And then that's how it really happened. Like, Batman made up the whole other story just to make it like seem
a little bit more like badass and like dark and like a rogue in D&D.
It's actually just like some but guy it's just, like, no, stealing a car and running over his parents accidentally.
It was like, no, the Joker thought vehicular manslaughter was funny and he was right.
Oh my god.
I think arson's a better crime though.
I think tax evasion's a better crime.
I think vehicular manslaughter is the best crime.
Of course you would. I want to paint my car vulgar colors and then run people over.
I'm gonna paint my car.
That's not my joke. I stole that from my friend. In his words, I want to buy a hippie van and paint it really vulgar colors and then go on a vehicular killing spree.
I want to buy a car.
You just pull a GTA. Don't even drive on the road. You just go onto the sidewalk, and then like
you're just like casually driving down the road, and you almost hit a pedestrian, and like, hey asshole, and you just like put the car in reverse.
I love how like no matter what in GTA, the cops always just put you back in the hospital and take a bit of your money. Like you could have killed 100 people. Like you could have killed like everyone in this. You could have killed millions.
I want it.
And the cops are just like, oh, well, I don't know if he deserves prison. Let's just put him in this,
I'm gonna get an ice cream truck van. I'm gonna get, like,
you're a bitch!
I'm gonna get...
Sorry, just had to make that reference right there.
I'm gonna get an ice cream
Anyone
truck.
Anyone who gets it, gets it.
I'm gonna get an ice cream truck. I'm gonna make the ice cream memes. So I can get a Ricardo pop.
It's gonna disrupt the background music.
Copyrighted right now.
I can't be copyrighted. It's a semitone up.
See copyright.
No, shut up.
I can hear you copyright.
Wanna know what's better to listen to? Someone who doesn't know how to play guitar, try.
Do not. I don't even think that's registering. Wait. Shh. That is registering. I failed that.
And Arlen complained about feet pics and King Julian.
Julian!
King Julian.
Boop.
I want to suck your feet.
Okay. I'm putting the guitar away.
But you probably should.
This is just mostly us like screaming for like a good half hour.
And
actually, we're 40 minutes in, so
that's
like
that's a plan and a half. Dog.
Anyway,
let's suck.
Let's. Okay. Since we've been on the topic of music for like the latter half of this episode, if y'all were to have a theme song, what would your theme song be? You could choose any song ever. I'm personally gonna go with and for anyone who's seen Twin Peaks. Dana's love theme, that would be mine.
Okay, so you know like the meme where it's like that person says something offensive and there's like that clip of the lady saying,
You need to leave. That's not a theme song.
It's
that's like That's like a live studio audience that follows you around.
That's my theme song.
That's not a theme song.
I walk into a store, but next year, I walk into a store and they just hear this. You need to leave.
How do you like immediately turn around and walk? You're not allowed to go anywhere. You just have to leave.
Or I just say like actually a compliment. And it's like, you need to leave. Just like, you look nice today. You need to leave.
That's still not a theme song.
Shut up!
Pick an actual song.
Ba-doop-ba-doop, banana bus. That's my theme song.
Okay,
so I think my theme song would be, there's a platypus controlling me.
There's a platypus controlling me.
Please help.
Please help, there's a platypus controlling me.
But in reality, I think when I'm an adult, my theme song will be, I have $30,000 in credit card debt from Family Guy. Because that's gotta be my cruel reality.
You're gonna spend it all on lightsabers and D&D minis.
You don't have a lightsaber, loser.
you're gonna take out a mortgage to buy D&D minis. Stop messing around!
Oh, Rocket,
I don't need to buy them.
ADHD, the podcast.
You need to leave.
You need to leave.
My theme song.
Sonic says, you
Kids, this is what happens when you mess around with things too often.
This is what happens when you're on drugs. Do them.
See this? See this? This is an egg. That's it. It's just a stupid egg. Were you expecting more, you stupid dumbass? No, it's just an egg. Hey, anyway, I'll see you next week on the next episode of Sonic Says.
Have you heard of our Lord and Savior, the egg?
Have you heard of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
No, I thought I was saying, I mean...
I'm faster than the devil.
And the devil.
I can outrun all of my sins. But I can't outrun alimony.
You haven't managed to outrun child support though.
Yeah.
You finished so fast the sperm raced to get there.
You know what they say? Gotta go fast. If you ain't fast, you're last.
She cries about it because the child, because she thought it wouldn't happen because it only took less than a second.
I told her, I gotta go fast. I only go fast. Going slow, I think, would tear the fabric of reality, and that's no good.
Your child is a half hedgehog, half human. That is messed up.
Wait, it was a human?
That is...
I knew I shouldn't have gone to a fur con. This is really bad.
This is really, really bad. If you're still watching, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, you have like no life. Rylan's just on his phone. He doesn't even care anymore.
That's coming from us.
Like,
we're doing this because we have no life.
Yeah, and then like...
Welcome to It's Nonsense, where if you stay for 43 minutes, you get roasted by the biggest group of losers.
Loser.
This is where you get
We're
bullied.
Losers talking about how much you're a loser for listening to the podcast we're making.
Okay, dude, we're gonna lose like our 63 viewers.
Like none of them are consistent. I think at our highest we had 4 consistent listeners.
Germany people are probably dead.
Yeah, the funniest thing, 43% of our listeners are from Germany.
They're probably dead.
In all honesty, there's probably like 4 listeners. There's probably gonna be like 4 listeners, and one of them's gonna be my mom.
Unless you're
she's gonna listen the whole way through this thing.
If all those, no,
I think she's gonna like give up after minute number 3, and then tell you the whole thing was great, and you're gonna be like, oh, you're ignoring everything else that happened. Still on the topic of having
tiny
Arlen, can you put the tiny pong down? I'm going to have to like tie both of your hands behind your back so you can't pick up things. This is more disjointed than the first episode, which we did over call, and during the second episode, which me and Rylan did on the fly.
Also, this man barely talked. We just heard this. Hey guys.
You gave us like a single like word every 20 minutes.
Well, I wasn't using any kind of speaker, so
it sounded like you were in a helicopter and your and your mic was in a submarine.
How did you know? Jeez,
guys, that's a good joke. He kidnaps people. he breaks through walls. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, right guys. We're still on that joke, right?
No, we've moved on. We are now talking... What did we end up talking about? We are now talking about how... We're now talking about how piranhas would be a great way to take out enemy ships in ocean combat.
Well, that was before.
Oh yeah, that was after.
That was before that.
March 20th,
the warship.
Me, March 23rd, 2021. And then you fill it to the brim with piranhas.
Yeah, and then we like talked about like how goldfish like kill people, you know? Like we're like serial killers or like crazy or like
what? I don't remember that.
Snack that kills your kids. Goldfish.
The snap that spaws back.
Your snack neck. That snaps your neck. Goldfish. Mom. Oh yeah, and then it's like, Mom, my goldfish threatened to kill me. He's like, oh, it's fine. Snaps neck.
I am the goldfish.
You are a threat to society.
Have you guys ever played the game I Am Fish?
Yes. It's really hard.
Have you ever played my scratch game called Paralegic Joe?
Paralegic? It's paraplegic. Like the Family Guy character? Wow! That's such an obscure reference, Rylan. No one's gonna get that.
Phil?
It was not.
It might have been Phil.
You made that during class, right?
Yeah. She was very mad at me.
No shit!
Well, they're kind of impressed. It's a very good game, you know? You're trying to escape the feds, but...
Why are you escaping the feds?
You don't want to know.
I'm gonna write that one up to tax evasion.
Okay.
Anyway, I think this is a natural point. Not natural, this is a very unnatural point. This is just a point we should end the episode. I think we're getting a little out of hand here.
No.
That is your opinion.
And my opinion matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Your name starts with an R. Literally, shut up.
Can you stop harassing me? Like, why?
Bro, you changed your name.
You're jiggling Rylan's kneecaps. Like, that's not... And you cannot bring up the fact that I changed my name. That is a choice.
Well, yeah, but you're insulting someone else's name.
My old name was... It didn't suck. I'm completely kidding. Old name was a last name, though. Don't call me that, you bastard.
Okay. What's your name?
Ivy, Jesus Christ. Ivy.
Ivy.
Yes.
Like the Pokemon?
Like Poison Ivy.
Oh, like the girl that like kisses people and she gives them like AIDS or...
What are you referring to?
No one even knows, but it's still kind of funny, honestly.
What is that even a reference to, Rylan?
Poison Ivy.
That's not at all.
Yeah, it is.
All right, thanks for watching. Why are you watching? Bye.